This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
When you experience providence in your life, you have a dream that really upsets you, and is a waking dream, a special dream. And then a month later, what you saw in the dream happens exactly as you were in the dream. You know there's a lot going on in this universe, don't you? You've all had those type of events. But I look at my life and all the things that happened to me, the good, the bad, the ugly, it was all building what I've done for 20-plus years on the air, all of it building towards the time we're in. All the skills, all the background, all of it clicking right when it was needed in God's plan. It's so humbling to be associated with all you, the listeners, and to be in this fight. It brings tears of joy to my eyes, and I'm somebody that didn't even used to cry at my grandparents' funerals. And now the energy level is so high. It's amazing. I think they're going to try to kill Trump, or they're going to have an assassination attempt on Hillary in the next week or two. All hell's going to break loose. Get ready. If she gets in, she's going to launch a war with Russia for sure. She is demonic. And everybody can feel it, including Democrats that are around her. And if anybody's got self-preservation instincts in them, if you've got any spirit left in you, folks, you've got to know Hillary Clinton and the Bush-Clinton crime machine must be stopped. And that's why I've told everybody, the gloves are off, brass knuckles are on. I know that all that matters is I throw myself every ounce of energy, every ounce of my will, all my blood, all my treasure, my family, everything, I put it all on the line. And I ask God to carry us the rest of the way. Everything I am, everything I'll ever be. We have to set our wills against these people. That's what God wants you to do, is to set your will against them and never surrender, never give up, never back down. I look at the public, they're starting to wake up, but they just, you know the media lies, you know they twist, you know they create these petty events, they think you're small and stupid, and then still people somewhat buy into it. Not as much, but now if they do everything they can and do it just right, they're able to still kind of hoax a little bit. And then Trump, only when he's desperate, does the right thing and goes into the fray. You have to go like one of the most famous samurais. I quote this all the time. You pull it up. The Way of the Samurai's Desperateness. Print me off that, please. And the Arena. I want to read those. I should hang them on the wall. And it doesn't mean desperate like you're afraid. A coward thinks desperateness is like hiding and pissing on yourself. Desperateness is just completely turning loose. And that might mean total precision. That might mean out of control berserking. It just means getting in your center and just saying, I'm not thinking about it. I'm doing it. I'm not thinking about, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to beat your brains out. It's happening now. We're going to run over evil. And there's going to be other fights. But I'm telling you, these churches have been run by the globalists for a long time. They've taught you to stand down. They've taught you it's the end of the world. It might be. The point is, God's not going to recognize you if you don't stand up against evil now and hide out of these demonic churches. I can't go in these big churches. I'm a sensitive person. And I got the willies, everybody does in the Roman Colosseum. I got the willies in the Vatican. I get worse willies in these big mainline churches than I got in the Colosseum at Rome. That's because most of these big preachers you see are globalist agents, and they hold a satanic office. It's one thing to be evil, but when you pose as a man of Christ and you aren't, it's the most demonic thing there is. Donald Trump never claims to be perfect, never claims. Are you Christian? He's like, yes, I like God. But it's private with him, and then he's ashamed of things he does, so he doesn't want to say it. I see all of it. Compared to people that talk about how good they are all day and they're screwing kids at night. Let me tell you, a lot of these big preachers in your town, they're raping kids at night, and they're in satanic covens. You need to know that. These big megachurches are Satan, are devil-worshipping pits. We'll be back.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I'm going to discipline myself now and get to all these clips, then your phone calls. Steve Pachinik wants to pop in. He always has important things to say. I don't know his view on the debate last night. I'll suspect this is, he's going to say, devastating victory and what we should see constantly from Trump. Trump was misadvised, and I'm not going to attack people that advise him. I know who did it. Through back channels that Hillary wasn't going to attack him and play nice. And because he wanted to honor members of his family, Trump was nice in the first debate, and it was a giant miscalculation. Gloves are off, brass knuckles are on, he knows he's been betrayed, he knows they're coming for him, he tried to not go in the gutter, he is going to absolutely battle axe them now, and we have to too. That's why we started the Hillary for Prison, Lock Her Up movement. It's why we're doing the whole rape movement, and why people have them under siege. There were Bill Clinton is a rapist, wanted Bill Clinton rapist signs all over the event. I'm going to have a bunch of PDFs made by my crew and put it on a Bill Clinton rape page on InfoWars. You can download our PDFs we're making using the epic, iconic image of him threateningly looking at the rape victims sitting to him near him in the audience. There's one thing to have him with the image Stone made, which is fine, Bill Clinton smiling. No. We're going to have him when he has his rapist, you know, eyes bulging out. In fact, can we put him big behind me from Drudge Report and InfoWars? Can we blow this up and put it behind me? Because that's what I want. That's the iconic image. That's what he did. We're slowing it down right now. We have some other angles, too, of him and Hillary freaking out during it and Hillary's response. We're going to put them side by side. This image tells of 10 million words. So that's all coming up. But I was talking about desperateness, not in the way people think of desperateness, like cowardly desperateness, but the desperateness of a woman picking up a 2,000-pound car off her baby. It's been seen by police, firefighters, you name it. It's been documented. It's been caught on tape. We all have a governor. We suppress it. In times like these, get rid of the governor. Control yourself, but focus those tidal energies God gave you. Lord Khashoggi said, "The way of the samurai is desperateness. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. Common sense will not accomplish great things. Simply becoming insane and desperate is the way of the samurai. If one uses discrimination, he will fall behind. One needs neither loyalty nor devotion, but simply to become desperate in the way. Loyalty and devotion are of themselves within desperation. I'm a loyal person. I'm a real person. I'm desperate. The enemy knows it. Why she calls me Dark Heart, because I'm the opposite. I'm so loving, she knows I have no fear of her. Because I am loving. I am good. And I know evil when I see it. And I know Hillary is desperate and afraid in her own way. But she's so into herself, her desperateness doesn't give her power. Desperateness to yourself is weakness. Desperateness to defend the weak is chivalry. But you don't know that, do you? You claim you have the moral high ground all day and you love everyone so much when you're horrible pig people that steal furniture and plates from the White House and who think you're God. You're not. You're not humble. And the devil's sticking a big fat apple in your mouth right now and firing up that furnace. And when God gives the word, you're going to get slid right in there, face first. So enjoy. It's your party. You set it up. It's your tree. You're sitting in it. Enjoy. Eternity's big, and it's endless. It's filled with people like you who want to be together. That's all hell is, people like you who want to be together. Okay. Let's go ahead and start with Eclipse. Let's begin at the beginning. Trump threatens to prosecute Clinton. At the end says, you need to be in jail. This is beyond historical because it's so true. It's devastating. It's what everybody already knows. And he's just signaling the truth for everyone. And they can't stop the signal. It's amazing. Here it is.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it. And I hate to say it. But if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak. The people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been... their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done. And it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary, you know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
You need to be in charge because you've got such a great temperament. Now we have Trump getting into Bill Clinton's past behavior when Hillary has the nerve to bring up to him that he had some locker room talk. And it's obviously highly edited as well. This is incredible. So we'll play that clip.
Jeff from Ohio asks on Facebook, Trump says the campaign has changed him. When did that happen? So, Mr. Trump, let me add to that. When you walked off that bus at age 59, were you a different man, or did that behavior continue until just recently? And you have 2 minutes for this.
I told you, that was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I am a person who has great respect for people, for my family, for the people of this country, and certainly I'm not proud of it. But that was something that happened. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. So you can say any way you want to say it, but Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously. Four of them here tonight. One of the women, who is a wonderful woman, at 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight. So, don't tell me about words.
Put her in a coma.
Absolutely, I apologize for those words.
I have daughters.
But it is things that people say. But what President Clinton did, he was impeached. He lost his license to practice law. He had to pay an $850,000 fine to one of the women, Paula Jones, who's also here tonight. And I will tell you that when Hillary brings up a point like that, and she talks about words that I said 11 years ago, I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself, if you want to know the truth.
And then he goes on. There's another extra little giblet. But this is powerful. And he can get even more serious now. But notice, I was freaking out 5 minutes into it. He was letting Hillary attack. It was staged up with Cooper. First stage question about morals. He wasn't doing anything. He was apologizing, but he let him just keep attacking. They did three rounds of attacks, and I was just screaming, attack, attack, attack. And I knew I was right about Trump. I know he's not a shill. And I was like, how can my instinct, my gut be wrong? We're going to skip this break coming up. I got so upset, and then boom, he did it just right. Which, again, I was questioning him. I need to learn that I don't know everything. All of us do. That if my gut tells me he's God's with him, and my gut tells me I need to be with Trump, that he's going to do the right thing. My gut tells me, folks, if my gut ever tells me to turn against Trump, I'll turn against him. My gut's never wrong. Your gut's not wrong either, folks. Just go with it. But God gave it to you. Your brain communicates with you when you're not listening. The subconscious has the nerves right to your guts. And that's the bigger part of your brain. It's 100, 200 times more powerful. And it knows. That's where your soul's at, too. Donald's Great Escape. Trump keeps his campaign alive with barnstorming comeback after confronting Hillary with four of Clinton's sex victims, and she fails to nail him over sleazy tape scandal. Sleazy. Talk about wanting to buy a woman a bunch of furniture. It's all edited. And he goes, oh, and then she was married. You can tell that was early on why he couldn't go out with her. It's clearly edited. We need to take that waveform, the original show, folks, because I know I can hear it, how the background noise goes up and down. See, if you're in a bus and it's unedited, it's just going to be one continual deal, but I'm not going to get obsessed with that. There's just so much happening right now. This is so huge. Let's go to another clip here. Let's go ahead and play, because this is important. Let's go ahead and play. I've got so many of these clips. I don't know where to go here. Let's go. Clinton and moderators gang up on Trump. He calls them out. And then we have a Trump campaign video they put out pointing this out. But let's go ahead and play Clinton and the moderators.
Harpowitz.
Look, we found his worst. They got Cooper and Rat teamed up on him. I'm helping Donald, okay?
I'd like to know. Why are you?
He's been into other stuff and just got the feed. But they're 3-1. It's 2-3 now.
Tim Harpowitz has a question.
Nice to 1-3.
There you go. Donald gets it. 1-3. Boom, baby. 2-3. Yes.
It is not affordable.
Americanism, not globalism.
There was a lot of that last night, Rod. Say something. He said it right after. Talk about Saints. I mean, obviously he didn't talk to me. This isn't. I mean, his responses last night are all his. They had nothing to do with me. Anyways, let's go. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip here. This is what the campaign put out, showing how they were all ganging up on him to prove this. Here it is.
Ambassador Stevens.
The question is, is that the discipline of a good leader?
Six said a lot of things. I mean, I think we should be allowed
Mr. Trump, we're going to go on. This is about the audience.
Disaster as a
Mr.
Senator.
Trump, we're going to move on. Oh, please.
You didn't delete him?
Allow her to respond, please.
Personally, what do you think will happen if Aleppo falls?
I think Aleppo is a disaster humanitarian-wise.
What do you think will happen if it falls?
How stupid is our country?
There are sometimes reasons the military does that. Psychological warfare.
I can't think of any.
It might be to help get civilians out.
Getting a subpoena from the United States Congress.
We have to move on. Secretary Clinton, you can respond, and we got to move on.
We want to give the audience a chance here.
Put in jail, let alone after getting a subpoena from the United States Congress.
Secretary Clinton, you can respond, and we have to move on to an audience question.
We're the primary part of the campaign.
I want to get...
Let me follow on this.
I just want to just one thing. First of all, Hillary, everything's broken about it.
Please allow her to respond.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. And it hasn't been finished.
He got less time. They interrupted him like 100 times.
Nice to 1-3.
There you go. And so, with our feed, I'm going to sit here and just point out, she's a liar. She's like, I don't avoid taxes. She's all these secret bank accounts. Warren Buffett is the biggest beneficiary. His company got $438 million. That's the McClatchy headline. That was years ago. It's more now. He personally got $20 billion that he then puts in a tax-exempt fund and then takes the money back out. Then he says to people that don't know how finance works, I'm a rich guy and I don't pay enough taxes. Raise taxes on rich people. He means people making $50,000 or more now. Oh, yeah. Hillary wants to raise it on middle class folks and blue collar people. I see people not be able to pay for gas, buy their kids food and tennis shoes. It pisses me off. I want prosperity. These people admit they want to make you poor. That's their plan. That's why I hate them. If I'm in a cafeteria, because I like going to blue collar places like Luby's, and I see old ladies in there that are scrimping and can't buy food, I don't like to make a big deal of it, but I go up to the front and pay for their food. And then I start crying because 10 years ago, people were able to buy themselves food. God, these people are so evil. Why can't America wake up and beat them? Donald Trump's not perfect, but he doesn't want to hurt you and your family. Hillary and Obama want to make you poor and pathetic. We have all their white papers. They hate you. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. And God damn them to hell. We're going to find the lever to beat these people, and they're going to be beaten. Excuse me. I just get so emotional. Look at her shark face. Having to look at her with that demon face. That's a freaking demon. We're going to have President Linda Blair, people, and I'm not going to go along with it. Excuse me. Let's go to a clip of David Knight breaking down the Honest Abe. You can say what you want about Abraham Lincoln. He was neurotic about owning nothing. He was into all sorts of weird stuff and never lying. But he would talk to one group from their perspective, another group, but that's not lying. Hillary's caught in emails talking about lying to people. She turns that into Honest Abe Lincoln, who was the opposite of her. He was a spiritualist. He was into weird Rosicrucian stuff. He was owned basically nothing. When he died, he had a comb and one cup and a knife and a fork and two suits. Abraham Lincoln is the polar opposite of Hillary Clinton, scrounging, buying crap, having rotting mansions everywhere. Abraham Lincoln grew up in a one-room log cabin. You grew up as the daughter of the Chicago mob boss. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that. It's well known. The whore media won't tell you. Let's play this clip.
Look, now she's blaming. She got caught in a total lie. Her papers went out to all her friends at the banks, Goldman Sachs, and everybody else. And she said things, WikiLeaks, that just came out. And she lied. Now she's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I haven't... Okay, Honest Abe. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you. That's a big, big difference. We're talking about some difference.
Yeah, that was really a good example of Donald Trump really hitting his stride. And, of course, that was a question where they asked her about her statement saying, well, you know, I've got a private policy position, then I have a public policy position. In other words, I've got two different ones, and I lie to the public. I don't really tell them what's really on my mind. And, you know, first she tried to spin it a number of ways. She said, well, I think that's strategic and it's presidential. And then, of course, she did what she always does when she's in deep trouble. She pivots to the Ruskies. She goes on and starts talking about the Ruskies. But Donald Trump didn't let her off. He came back. Oh, she also threw in a thing about, well, I was just referring to something that Abraham Lincoln did and Steven Spielberg wrote about. He came back and he said, okay, so you're saying that Honest Abe lied to the public. I thought it was a great rhetorical flourish. Absolutely a good example of Donald Trump in command of this debate. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Americanism not...
Yeah, they filed those special reports during the live debate. Let's back that up, because I want to point out something about mind control. That's our old studio. We've loaded images in there that are about 3 years old. We need to put new ones in. But we show the TSA searching people without warrants. We show Nazi Germany doing it. And I've had mainstream reporters in the last couple of years, twice that we're here, I don't even have them here anymore. I don't have time for it. They can make up whatever they want. Being interviewing me in there, because I kind of office out of that radio room. That's kind of my office. That's the room I like. It's real cold in there, and it's nice and padded walls, and you can't hear anything, and it's a good place to think. That's kind of my office. So I'll be interviewed in there, and they'll go, excuse me, what's the Nazi thing right there? And because there's a bunch of those showing, you know, the globalists and Homeland Security like Nazis, because they are. I mean, the 68 Gun Control Act was taken from the Nuremberg trials. It was the, you know, Nazi gun control thing from the Weimar Republic that previously dated the Nazis. But they codified it. And twice, I just remember that, they've said, what's that Nazi stuff? Or would you want to explain this? And I look at them and I go, I'm not going to explain that to you. Make it up if I'm a Nazi if you want. Oh, really? And I go, one's the TSA searching somebody. One is the Nazis. You understand, dumbass? That's what it has, and they get it. They just want to score a point. They just want to be able to say I'm a Nazi. This is how they have no morals. And see, that's one of my blind spots. I just have to get in their mindset where they don't care about real stuff. They just want to find some leverage. They're the high ground. They're the liberals. No, they're not. They're the fascists. And the Republican Party is just as bad, and they're all against Trump. Duh. I mean, it was like I was up there after I had the Muslims confronting me up on this hilltop shooting a video Saturday titled, Donald Trump Must Attack or Drop Out. And thank God he got it and attacked. And then this guy walks over and goes, I don't watch your show, Alex. His wife, and he's like, are you a Christian? And there's this thing where these fake Christians always, are you a Christian? And I'm like, well, I don't pray up on the mountaintop. I just do broadcasts from it. I'm not like the Pharisees. And then they're going to go, well, you're a Christian. You don't know in the Bible and the New Testament, Christ's all about the people that tell you how good they are and how perfect they are all day and how much they love God and how they don't commit sins and how they don't do anything and like blah, 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 how wonderful they are. And then Christ beats them with whips. He goes, oh, so are you? I go, my God, you didn't even understand what I just said. You're a pseudo intellectual that wants to come over to me. And I mean, Zimmerman was there. I was fit to be tied. I just yelled at the Muslims. And you know, I yelled to 6-7 Muslims. I just said, look, you're bugging your eyes out of tough, hopping around with your shirts off. You love your damn country so much, get back to it. Oh, you're not laughing now, are you? Because I'm done. I'm through. You people want to shoot your mouths off and start wars that you can't back up. Now you want World War III. I'm not going to stand here and take it, and neither are the American people. Excuse me. Let me just plug now since we have the break. We need to get funding. We have the very best nutraceuticals anybody can get. I thought everybody wanted to put out the best stuff. Most people just want to put out a bunch of crap, do a bunch of marketing, and have naked chicks dancing around to sell it to you in bikinis or whatever. We got the best selenium. We got the best essential oils combined for lung cleanse. We've got the best DNA Force, BioPQQ, CoQ10, all of it together in that formula. We got 23% off on that. We got the new the probiotic, which we believe is the very best out there. It's the best we could ever produce. It's over the top amazing. Yeah, major game changer. Has the whole industry freaking out. Biome Defense available. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Find the operation. You've got a guarantee from me. I will rampage against the enemy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
October 10th, 2016. Only 28 days left as the world watches the people of the United States attempt to break away from the New World Order and global governance. This is Self-Determination, 1776 in the year 2016. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And at the start of the next hour, I'm going to launch another contest to hang posters around the country. And whoever does the best job shooting video of it, putting it on YouTube, posting it in legal and lawful areas, physically posting it, then shooting video, posting it, so that goes viral, handing them out, sky banners, whatever's legal and lawful, projecting Bill Clinton's a rapist on the side of a wall, Hillary's a traitor, Benghazi, whatever, will get $5,000, but we're only running it until next Friday. We don't have a lot of time, so get your videos in. Everybody's going to be a winner. I wrote checks Friday. I'm writing more checks for folks that confront Bill Clinton on his sexual crimes past. $1,000 for having the shirt on for 5 seconds or more on TV, clearly visible. $5,000 if you have the shirt on or the image of Bill exposing his rape history. And then also get it audibly, repeatedly out on national television. But again, it just makes it fun to have the prize, to have the bounty. I'm doing that so Clinton knows where it's coming from. I'm doing that because metaphysically I need to stand on the bridge against the Borog. I have to physically put myself in the game to get the providence. And your whole life's a ritual, folks. Your whole life's a spiritual war. Your whole life. That's what this is. These are the secrets. You have to put skin in the game. You have to have the will, like Donald Trump has, to be the man in the arena. We can all question over and over again, but he's our champion fighting pure evil. He's clearly for real. He's not perfect. He never said he was. If he just said he was perfect, then I had a problem. He said, you know who I am. He did that on live radio. He found this Howard Stern. Oh, my gosh. Who'd you think you signed on to? He doesn't want war with the Russians. He wants you to be prosperous. He loves God. And he's proven it by his actions. King David had his best friend killed so he could have his wife. He later repented. And God knew it was real. He said, that's a man after my own heart right there. Did Donald Trump kill somebody's husband to get the woman? I don't think we got real Christians here we're dealing with, do we? Who have real discernment and can see you judge a tree by its fruits. The Clintons are a poison tree. So we're going to get the video slowed down frame by frame by frame. And the response of Hillary Clinton. I need it by today, guys, or I can do it. I'll take a 10-minute break. I'll get the video. I can slow it down on the computer. Because I need it, and I need to put it out iconically with that video tells a million words. Bill Clinton has a history of sexual abuse. He needs to be exposed. We must use this iconic image. We must hit the four winds with it. We must hammer the enemy because they can stage a war. They could release a bioweapon. They could do anything. They could detonate a nuke, the missing nukes from West Texas. They could do anything. The sky's the limit with these creeps. That's why we need the Secret Service and the government people, and everybody watching them. If you see them start to move with criminal activities, call 911. I'm serious, just like when the nukes were getting taken off, you know, the Air Force base, we got contacted by the police. Yes, I've just said who the source is because they later figured out who it was. It's the base police. There's so much going on. I mean, who do the police call? They know. They call us. Because they know we'll tell the truth. They know. The government's got this whole NSA thing. They've got the threat fusion centers. They're dialed in. I don't like the fact I'm being spied on. But the people of the government know I'm working 18 hours a day. I'm real. I love America. I love freedom. I love God. I'm fighting. I'm real. And it's self-preservation, people. We can't let pure evil take over. We've got two different graphics. I'm going to show them right now, but we're going to launch this next hour. One's posterized. One's just the image. Raping America since 1993. I mean, he's been doing it longer, but he's been raping America as El Presidente. I'm going to put them on screen for TV viewers, and the next hour we're going to put an article up with the new initiative. I don't want to call it a contest. It's an initiative for the people to practice taking action and to take the globalist on. That's what this comes down to. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear. We need your prayers and support because so much is happening, obviously. So much is unfolding. I want to play a couple more clips. We're going to our guests. I'm going to give the phone number out and start taking your calls. In fact, I'll do that now. On the debate, what you think Trump did, how you think they're going to strike back, all things Trump, all things America, all things the Brexit, all things escaping the New World Order. That's the topic. It's a big, giant area. That's what we're discussing. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the number. 800-259-9231. We had 23,000 calls last night that tried to get in. 23,000. People aren't going to believe that. We ought to show our digital record to show people that. I mean, look, even national shows beg for calls. CNN has to beg for calls. We get 23,000. That's probably 5,000 people calling over and over again. But the point is, it just shows how huge this broadcast is. We had close to a million on our own streams. Was it 300,000 to 400,000 on the YouTube streams, a bunch of other streams, AM and FM stations? And I'm not bragging, but the point is, mainstream media claims they're the end-all, be-all. They're the little man behind the curtain. Now, Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, I want to play a few more of these clips. Let's play this clip where CNN got caught coaching the so-called focus group that they were going to bring in. And then CNN got caught coaching. I mean, it was so clear when that first black lady asked the question that, oh, the moral, how are you going to act for our children, that it was setting it up for Cooper to be able to go, oh, yeah, what about morals? Since she said that, because, again, they were going to have Hillary not shake his hand. And then once that happened, he was going to say, why didn't you shake his hand? Like he's not attacking, you know, straight out. He's fair and balanced. But it blew up in their face because he didn't try to shake her hand. So that's more inside baseball. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
America's great. All right. So I want to ask you, what was it about Hillary Clinton's argument that resonated with you following Donald Trump's defense of the video?
She stated that America is already great, and I tend to agree with that, though we are slow in progressing in a number of areas. We are progressing. We need to continue the momentum.
Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, I have another clip I want to get to that's important, that deals with a whole host of these issues, and that's the CNN panel, Hillary Did Not Defend Bill. This is very important, because what can she say? He has settled rape cases. He has settled assault cases. He is a sex addict. He is a drug addict. He is completely mentally ill. No one respects him now. Obama's like, get on the plane. What's your problem? Come on. You know, for 5 minutes. I mean, this guy is in his own world. He's looking at people like a psychopath, angry at everybody. So let's go ahead and get to this piece. CNN panel, Hillary did not defend Bill.
He gets to run his campaign any way he chooses. He gets to decide what he wants to talk about. Instead of answering people's questions, talking about it, laying out the plans that we have that we think can make a better life in a better country, that's his choice. When I hear something like that, I am reminded of what my friend Michelle Obama advised us all. When they go low, you go high.
She got some applause for that line, but I didn't hear a robust vote of confidence, a defense of her husband in that response, because he really went after Bill Clinton.
Hillary Clinton didn't mention Bill Clinton's behavior or actions at all. She didn't defend her husband at all. She just went after, more or less, Donald Trump, essentially saying you're trying to go back, and we're talking about you here. A couple points.
Now, I'm going to spend a few minutes with this gentleman and then start going to your phone calls. We open the phones up, 800-259-9231. Micah Femia is one of the folks that's gotten on national TV exposing Bill Clinton rape. We're going to talk to him here in just a moment. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Got new music out, and of course, great throwback Thursday music.
By the way, he doesn't age.
No, he doesn't. He looks great. We're all going to rickroll.
Exactly. A lot to get to in this half hour. Let's.
Now, again, is that as spectacular as a fella screaming for 2 minutes, Bill Clinton's a rapist and being grabbed and holding on to the fence? No, or a guy climbing over? Doesn't matter. It's just as important. He went out, he took the initiative, he took action, he got it out there, $1,000. But I'm guessing he didn't do it with $1,000. That just makes it more fun. So we've had this happen 14 times I know of. And what we're doing is exposing that they've been raping America physically, economically, militarily. They're the authors of almost everything we've dealt with. They are the special interest point persons controlling the multinational takeover of this country. So Micah has MicahFemia.com. Micah is MicahFemia.com. So we're going to learn who this guy is, one of these other great activists we've been having on. We'll get the lady on soon as we can, who also had the rape shirt and all those other great folks. This is so exciting. And you keep wondering, when's the next one going to pop up? I want to thank Drudge for linking to all these two and helping give it more legs. We're all in this together trying to save the Republic. So Micah, thanks for coming on today.
Hey. My pleasure. It's an honor, honestly. When I heard the call, when you made the call, I mean, it was just crystal clear. This was for me to do. I mean, it wasn't about the money, exactly like you said. It was about being able to exercise free speech. And I live here in New York in a sea of liberals and trendies, and it's really hard to be a patriot sometimes. But I knew Rockefeller Center, I mean, they feed live every day. So I kind of went in incognito, and I gave myself a whole backstory, and I walked up to the guys and asked if, you know, how much tickets were, knowing that I could just walk in and had my sign already made up, and it was just a quick, simple 1-2 fold here, and they had no idea, you know, and I wedged my way right in there, and I aligned myself with the truth. And watching last night, Trump with some of the women, I mean, that's why I did it, you know. It's for them. It's for giving these people a voice that are just being shut down. I mean, that's not America, but it is, sadly, and they can't stop it all. So if I made some NBC executive pee his pants a little, then, you know, I'm happy with that.
Well, Michael, we have to use the term. It's like when I talk about pirate radio, people that have micros call them, they go, hey, man, it's micro radio. It's not interfering with commercial stations. Why are you calling it the establishment name? Because the public doesn't know what a micro FM is. I have to say, pirate radio is really micro FM and is blah, blah, blah. So we have to say liberal. But you seem kind of like an artist type, smart guy, a lot of you know, equipment and stuff in the background for radio listeners. I mean, I'm guessing you sound like an artist. You seem like a smart guy. I mean, I'm a liberal. I like oil paintings. I like red wine. I like classical music. I like to go see a play. I can also, if I got to, beat the hell out of somebody in a parking lot if I have to defend myself. But I also like, you know, riding horses, and also like eating barbecue. But I like looking at the stars. I mean, you know, it's like this corner on the market by these fake people because they support the Democrats. They're good. The whole Republican establishment hates Trump. I hate them, too. I mean, I hate the Republicans. I'm a liberal. I'm pro-human, and I'm sick of them being able to even have the mantle of someone that's liberal. Liberal is cutting my taxes in half like Trump's going to do. I'm going to hire so many people, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, I'm completely liberal in my heart, and as an artist, you know, that's the true liberation that we want is freedom, and freedom to go out and be able to speak, and, you know, it's with information that we're going to win this thing, and I feel like right now, Trump, after last night's just destroying of Hillary, anyone that watched that has to know that the national consciousness is figuring out what is actually going on. And it makes me feel like we got to go to the next phase. They're going to definitely steal this and try to steal this because they know they can't win it. Because when you listen to someone's heart, you can tell if they're telling the truth or not. I mean, I was trained as an actor, and I learned that it's all from within. It doesn't matter what the words are. And
the way to be an actor is actually tell the truth and become that person and not be an actor.
Exactly. And you can tell when that child actor, you know, she did a pretty good job. She should get a Disney role or something. But when she said, I see with my own eyes, that line right there was just a pure lie because you didn't see. You didn't know you were a prop in that game. And it's a good sign, I think, because they are desperate. And the look on Bill Clinton's face says it all. I mean, that really is it. They're scared. And when that last guy said, it's undisputable that you're a rapist, I mean, that freeze frame was just incredible. He knows that it's coming. I mean, it's beautiful. It really is beautiful. And
I'm telling you, a slowed down 5-second image of his eyes slowly wheeling in slow motion and then cutting to those women is going to be a devastating 10-second video.
Yeah, that's it. And anyway, we can get the word out. I mean, when you live in a city with millions of people coming and going, you know, I'm definitely going to put that reward money towards some bumper stickers and got to get a little selenium for myself. But, you know, it's going right back in. And I feel like there's no time. If you really believe in what's going on right now, you can't be passive about it and you can't not be emotional about it. And some people are turned off by getting angry or getting too excited or getting too emotional. And I feel like if that's holding you back, then you might as well just go back to sleep. You know,
absolutely. I mean, being alive is bouncing off the walls. This is what humans were always like. They taught us just to kind of watch TV and just fade into the, you know, distance and just become these minions. But with a weird lady with a clown head, with a shark face like the Joker, I mean, she could literally be a Marvel comic character, a bad guy. And I just don't get her constituents. I mean, Trump is obviously the real deal, the real, you know, goofball in ways like we all are. But he's gone through all this hell. We put him there to do this. And I'm going to hold his feet to the fire. I don't like some of the things he does, but that's part of how he's real. The difference is with Hillary, it is an act. I've talked to people that know Trump well. There's not an act with Trump. This is the real deal.
No, absolutely. And anyone that actually watched the debate can see that. If you're reading the papers and they're saying Hillary won, and I mean, I was watching CNN, or I had CNN's website up last night, and they had all these talking points that were anti-Trump that they were reporting on that weren't even discussed yet in the debate. Like, it was like they spelled out their attack.
By the way, they got caught again double sampling, or right at double. It wasn't quite double. More Democrats than Republicans in the poll, and then Hillary wins. I mean, what's crazy is they think we're so dumb, they admit it's rigged. I mean, it'd be like, again, it's a horse race. It's a mile horse race. There's seven horses. Her horse is allowed to be a half mile ahead when they open the gates. And then they admit, in our race, we allowed this, you know, Sally Sue or whatever the name of the nag is. We allowed her to be halfway ahead when the gates open. Or Indy 500, we let this race car driver be 250 miles ahead. Well, let's be technical, it wasn't quite double. 200 miles ahead in the Indy 500. And then he won by 100 miles. Well, you gave him 200 miles. It means he lost by 100. I mean, it's the insult that they double sample or almost double sample. I mean, how the hell do they do that?
Well, it's right in our face, and that's why they love it. It's because they think they're getting away with it. But, you know, if you put it on a scale, I mean, this is the stuff they're throwing at Trump right now. This, in the last 30 days, this is the worst that they can come up with? I mean, that's a great thing. I don't, you know, there's a lot of things. He is a man, and I feel like, you know, if you put, you know, a scale of what she's done, the murder, the actual rape, it's
the jihadi. She's worse than a James Bond villain. I mean, she's like an epic real villain with a League of Doom, a Legion of Doom with George Soros and the Saudis and the Chinese communists and the creepy Pope. And just, it's like, what in the world? All against Trump. How could you not be for him? We'll be back with more. And then we're going to your phone call. Stay there, gentlemen. Amazing patriot.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Wow.
forces are hitting the enemy hard. If they've got secret weapons, we've got 28 days, ladies and gentlemen. We know the horse we put in the fight. We know he's a man. He's not perfect. He never hit any of us. We found Howard Stern interviews. You found the secret interviews. My enemies do that, too. They go, we found a tape where Alex Jones admits he's had family in the CIA. We've got him now. It's like my show, me saying it on air, and how horrible it is, and how horrible they told me it was. I mean, it's like there's all these mentally deficient people, I'm not being mean, who like make up whatever they want, and then they call me a conspiracy theorist. We put airplanes in the sky saying Hillary's for prison. We put driving billboards all over the place. We had the Secret Service high-fiving us. And I was like, don't do that. You're going to get in trouble. They're like, oh, we don't care. She's a Chinese agent. They've never acted like that. They told us she's having convulsions and falling down. We were finding a video. They took it off CNN where she starts to do it last night. And then she falls down weeks after I tell you because it's real. We really do know Hillary's attack plan on Trump. We really knew that she was planning to not shake his hand last night. Notice it didn't happen. She didn't extend it because Trump didn't extend it. He knew. I mean, we're in the fight. Hillary's attacking us. You are in the fight. You're the listeners. You're the power. You're everything. This gentleman, Micah Femia, there in New York, going out, putting the sign up, getting it on the news on one of the biggest, highest rated shows. They still have big ratings on those morning shows. 5, 6, 7 million viewers. All of that is having a giant effect. All of it is freaking them out. And you notice Trump said, hey, lock you up. Hillary for prison. They asked General Flynn, she should be put in prison? Yeah, Hillary for prison. She's a criminal. She's involved with Al-Qaeda. Folks, she expanded Al-Qaeda. It was 20-something countries a month ago. It's 30-plus. There's a global jihad right now. I'm not against the average Muslim. They're people that are just trying to live in peace. But the big, mean, gangster Islamicists by Saudi Arabia's funding are taking over. So I was against the wars in the Middle East. I was against going and doing those bad things to those people and the secular countries like Iraq to put radicals in. Now that radicals are in, we have to oppose that. They're going to bring them in and let them attack us and then take our freedoms. No, you're not. I'm not submitting. I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Christian. I'm an American. I'm a patriot. And I will never submit to you. Going back to our guests, we're going to start the next hour. Right to calls. Micah Femia, MicahFemia.com. Other great points you want to add, my friend?
Yeah, it's Femia, too, by the way. I never actually corrected you originally.
I apologize. How do I always pronounce everything right? How do you say it?
It's Femia.
Femia. Like family.
Exactly. Like family.
I know a little bit of Latin, but then I always say it wrong. So does it mean family in Italian?
It does. It actually...
I can't say it right, but I know what it means.
Exactly.
That's how my brain works. I'm a weirdo. Go ahead. Sorry. Familia. Mangia. Go ahead.
No, I actually lived above a couple of people that were refugees from Yemen. And it was spectacular. One time we thought we saw something in their apartment, and it took about 5 hours for the cops to finally go and check things out. They interviewed me for 5 hours instead of them. And, it was like 2 minutes. And I'm thinking, this is how we're set up right now. I mean, what if something really was going on? And I had seen some very sketchy behavior going on, and I ended up moving out of that apartment. But it's real to me here, and I feel like everyone needs a cold shower. We got to wake up the whole body here. And that's
I talked over you. I'm gonna give you 5 more minutes. You're a really interesting guy. Then I promise we're going to all the callers. But we have Micah Femia. Get it right that time.
Got it.
Okay, good. Micah, Femia.com, Femia.com. We're going to break right now. Please don't forget, as I barely plugged, you mentioned the selenium. We have the BioTrue selenium, the very best for mustard seed, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have 23% off DNA Force. It's about to end in a few days. That's our flagship product. The Biome Defense Probiotic. The Hillary for Prison shirt is about to end. 28 days to get that. And the new Don't Tread on Me Hillary shirt. Lock her up. Limited edition. Made in America. InfoWarsStore.com. Back in 70 to finish up with him. Then more clips, but first your calls. Stay with us. 2 hours left in transmission.